Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the line, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough is here. The Insider Call is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really does go. He's also got the RDC, the Radio.com, with McDonough McD podcast, so you can find it there as well. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you, and happy NBA opening night as well.
Absolutely, back at you as well. So, look, the Bucks. There's no, you know, shock here. It was pretty disappointing the way they kind of finished and fizzled out in the bubble. They make a couple of changes. Drew Holiday's now coming in, and where Eric Bledsoe is exiting. Do you think this team is better or the same or worse than what they were coming out of the bubble this past season?
Well, I think they may not quite be as good in the regular season because I don't think that's the goal for Milwaukee anymore, Bill. As you know, they've been clearly the best team in the NBA in the regular season over the past 2 years and has not translated to playoff success, at least to the extent that Milwaukee wants, where, you know, with Giannis in his prime, they think and should think they're a championship contending team. So I think you'll see Mike Budenholzer and his staff approach the season a little bit differently. In some ways, it was a good problem to have the last couple of years when they were blowing teams out and Giannis and Chris Middleton could rest in the fourth quarter and they could kind of do the quote-unquote load management that way with those guys playing about 30 minutes a night, not having to play at all in the fourth. But I think what you see this year, Bill, is Bud and his staff experiment with some different things, whether the team's up big or down big. I think you'll see them make more changes and try some different things in the regular season. That way, when they get to the playoffs, they are more prepared, maybe have a little bit more flexibility in their offensive and defensive systems and have tried some different things in live NBA game action before the stakes are at their highest in the NBA playoffs.
So when you look at Drew Holiday coming in, and I looked at his number, his numbers in the postseason are better than his regular season numbers statistically, and he's more of a lockdown defender. Is that where you're looking at to say that this team got better?
Yeah, I think the upgrade from Bledsoe and George Hill to Holiday is significant. Holiday's one of the better two-way players in the league. And, you know, look, Bledsoe's a very good defensive player, but I just think with that reliability, that shot creation that Holiday brings, in addition to the elite defense, I think it was a clear upgrade. And the next thing that your listener should be looking out for, Bill, is a potential in-season extension with Drew Holiday. It's 6 months from when he got traded, so I think that day is sometime in February or March that the Bucks could extend Holiday's contract. I think that's something that he and the franchise will both have some interest in to try to keep him in place long-term. So, yeah, I think we know three of the Bucks' five finishing players, Bill, in their closing lineup. It'll obviously be Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday. And the biggest questions for Milwaukee over the regular season are, can Dante DiVincenzo step up? Can Brooke Lopez shoot the ball better this year than he did a year ago? You know, who can the other two guys be? And does Mike Budenholzer have two guys that he feels confident in alongside Milwaukee's three stars when the game is close down the stretch? Again, we know Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday are going to be there. I think the main question for Milwaukee through the regular season will be, who are the other two guys going to be when it comes to crunch time in the playoffs?
So the Bogdanovich, you've been a part of many deals, and the Bogdanovich deal just fell apart for whatever reason. Talk a little bit about that. Is that something where, you know, oh boy, it's kind of a, it's a tough one, or is this one where you kind of look at it as maybe a blessing in disguise?
Well, I do think it's a tough one, although the penalty I thought the Bucks got, frankly speaking, Bill, was very light. I mean, your listeners and fans of the Bucks should be happy that if the only thing that happens to Milwaukee is, you know, getting stripped a 2022 second-round pick, Bill, you know how the Bucks look, not just this year, but over the next 4 or 5 years, with Giannis now on the Supermax contract, with Middleton in place, and hopefully with Holiday in place, they should be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference for the next 4 or 5 years. So that means the pick is likely in the 50s. In the 2022 draft, so I think the Bucks dodged a bullet from that perspective. However, from a on-court perspective, I mentioned some of the question marks with their closing lineup. I think Bogdanovich would have been the fourth guy alongside Giannis, Holiday, and Middleton. So I think it would have helped to have Bogdanovich. It wasn't obviously a great situation for anybody involved, whether it's Bogdanovich, the Bucks, or the Kings. They have them, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, especially when the penalty for whatever Milwaukee did with Bogdanovich or the Kings ended up being just losing a 2022 second-round pick.
Do you think this bench is as good or lacking from where they were last year?
Yeah, I think it's similar. I mean, you sent out two solid players in Bledsoe and Hill, and brought one back in return in Holiday. But I mentioned, collectively, I think that's an upgrade because Holiday's a much better player than those other two guys. I'll be interested to see how some of the newcomers, DJ Augustine, Torrey Craig, how those guys impact the franchise, how Bobby Portis does. I think he'll place maybe some four and some backup five behind Brooke Lopez. Bryn Forbes, they brought another knockdown shooter. I think that was an issue for them at times, especially in the playoffs, to have a catch and shoot guy. So I like the offensive additions. I think they'll be better offensively, and it seemed like that was the calculation and the bet that the Bucks made, Bill, that they've been one of the best defensive teams in the league. In some years they've led the league in defensive efficiency by a wide margin, but in the playoffs, when the game slowed down and other teams ramped up their defense, did Milwaukee have enough offense? So I think you look at DJ Augustine, you look at Bryn Forbes, clearly those two guys in particular are better offensive players than they are defensively. So I think the Bucks made a concerted effort to bring in more shooting and floor spacing around Giannis. I think it was a good idea, but obviously only time will tell how it pans out and how those guys fit alongside Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday.
Talking with Ryan McDonough, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider. I look at another guy like Dante DiVincenzo, who really started to kind of find himself last year and then went to the bubble and just completely lost his shot. But if he can get that back and develop that to be more consistent, then they've got one of those other guys coming off the bench that gives you that outside perspective, correct?
Yeah, it's a big year for Dante. I like him. We spent some time with him when I was GM of the Phoenix Suns in the 2018 draft process. I did think, he took a good step last year in the regular season. He improved, across the board, points, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, rebounds. I think he's an underrated rebounder for a guard his size. So I do like him as a player. I don't think that's too unusual, Bill, for a young player. Keep in mind, DiVincenzo's still just 23 years old, to have some regular season success, but then when the stakes are raised and you're playing a very good opponent like the Miami Heat, to struggle some in the playoffs. So I think he's a guy that will take a big step this year. I think it's important for Milwaukee. We mentioned with the Holiday deal that the depth thinned out, and then not getting Bogdanovich hurt as well, although DiVincenzo would have been in that deal. So I think he's the X factor for Milwaukee. I think either way, the Bucks should be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. But if he can take another big step this year, Bill, I think that may solidify Milwaukee as the best team in the Eastern Conference and then the favorite once we head into the playoffs.
I wanted to ask you, and I want to go back. Adam Silver said that the collective bargaining agreement worked. He talked about the city, talked about Giannis' situation. Do you, as a general manager, I mean, obviously on the outside, you'd love to see Giannis go to the free agent market and try to take a shot at that guy, but is this a good thing for the league, and obviously this for Milwaukee, but for Giannis to stay in the small market that is Milwaukee?
I think so. That was a concerning trend, Bill, just taking a step back and looking at the league from a 30,000-foot, somewhat objective view now that I'm on the media side after 15-plus years with teams. I don't think it's good for the league if the stars cluster in, you know, New York, L.A., Miami, San Francisco, the quote-unquote marquee markets on the coast. I don't think that's a good thing. So, I loved it when Damian Lillard re-signed in Portland and committed to that franchise. Obviously, it's benefited him and the Blazers. And I think Giannis, doing the same thing, even at a higher level, being the two-time MVP and the reigning Defensive Player of the Year as well, I think it's a great thing for the league. But it's pretty rare, Bill, and that's a plus, for Milwaukee. Kudos to ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff, and everybody involved with the Bucks franchise. If you look back over the last decade or so, really only two guys stand out, Bill, in mid to small markets who have signed their third contracts with their incumbent teams. One is Damian Lillard, who I mentioned. The other is Russell Westbrook. He did it in OKC in 2017. So a lot of credit goes around to Milwaukee. Yes, they haven't reached the level they hoped in the playoffs the last couple of years, but they have been one of the best franchises, probably the best franchise in the regular season over the last 2 years. And they were rewarded for that with Giannis signing the 5-year Supermax extension.
Before I let you go, I wanted to also ask you about the rest of the East. It seems like when you go through the power rankings, most of the top-heavy teams, short of Brooklyn, are coming out of the West. But talk to me about the East. Is it just the Brooklyn Nets? Who else do you think? Is it still Miami, a team that's going to be contending? Is it still, can Philadelphia with Doc Rivers, some new blood there, do they rise? Is it Toronto? Can they have the same success?
Yeah, all good questions, Bill. I like Brooklyn the best. I think Brooklyn's a really talented and dangerous team, and I feel more confident about that now than I did a week ago. I know it's just preseason, but they annihilated the Washington Wizards and Boston Celtics, and I like their high-end talent with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, now healthy and back in the lineup, but I also like their depth to the extent that guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, some, or maybe even all those guys come off the bench. So I really like what Brooklyn's done. I think they'll be a serious threat to Milwaukee and a contender in the Eastern Conference. And then Miami is a team you mentioned as well. They basically bring back the same group. They lost a few of their wings in Jay Crowder and Derek Jones Jr., but they added Avery Bradley, another good perimeter defender. And I think the key for Miami, Bill, is internal improvement from guys like Bam Adebayo and Tyler Herro, who are still very young and very good. And then Philly, for me, is the wild card. New coach, a lot more shooting around Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They're two stars. They brought in Danny Green. They brought in Seth Curry. So I think Philly could be an X factor. So I look at those four teams, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Miami, and Philly. For me, Bill, I think they're the class of the Eastern Conference, and I wouldn't be surprised if those four get through and end up playing each other in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Ryan, great to talk to you. Happy New Year for the season and such, and the holidays as well, and then we will talk further down the road as the season kind of gets underway, okay?
Hey, it's always great to be on with you, Bill. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Appreciate it so much. There you go. Ryan McDonough, the Insider, our radio.com sports NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. You can drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really does go. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.